Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
It's midday on Saturday, oh yeah, which means you're locked into the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio anywhere, Around the House with Eric G. Have a big project you'd like to tackle but just don't know where to start? A remodel can be a daunting task, but Eric knows the tricks to help you get that project rolling stress-free. Yeah, buddy. Then, in hour two, there's so much to juggle when it comes to buying your first house, but there are some things you can let roll off your back. We'll cover those, as well as take your calls starting now. This is Around the House with Eric G.
It's the weekend. It is time to dive into Around the House with Eric G. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane V.
Let's have some fun in here. I want to get your calls. We're going to talk home improvement for 2 hours. 503-417-9595. 503-417-9595. We're talking home improvement. I want you to jump on our Facebook page, though, because we had kind of a crazy week on there. And thank you, everybody, for participating in all the polls.
We've got some good feedback.
We do. So we've got some new subjects coming up. So I'm actually talking this week to a gardening expert that we might just bring onto the show. So I'll let you know with that. Might be getting you some springtime gardening tips when this weather changes around a little bit.
Something we've been talking about for a little while. Really happy to be incorporating that into the show.
Yeah. So looking forward to that. We're going to have some, even some new markets we'll be expanding into in the coming months. So stay tuned for that as well. So head over to Facebook, Around the House with Eric G. This is where you'll find stuff all week long. You can just put in the shortcut at ATHKXL. That'll get you right to the page. Like, follow, all that stuff. And you'll see our podcasts, which will be out all over the network here. Wherever you catch podcasts, you'll find it here.
SoundCloud, iTunes, Alexa, anywhere you want.
Anywhere you want to find it. So, well, one of the things I wanted to talk about this hour is I wanted to talk about, you know, how do you get started on a big project? Because what happened was, as we did the show last week, my inbox got flooded in with people wanting to start projects. Where do I start? How do I do it? They had no idea. And I'm like, you know, we better dive into this one because it's a hot subject. So we're going to talk about that this hour. And then, you know, we're going to have some fun with that. Next hour, we're going to talk about what not to pay attention to when you're looking at that new home.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it doesn't have to be your first home. Maybe you've gone through this before. In hour two, give us a call. Let us know the kind of things that maybe, you know, you didn't have to pay attention to or that worried you that didn't end up being a huge problem.
Here's the thing. So, and that's the biggest thing that you got to... It's not an emotional decision. Don't make it one. We're going to talk about that. So we got calls coming in right now, so we'll be jumping those in a second. But here's the thing. When you're starting a big project, one of the first things I want you to dive into is figuring out what your top dollar budget is. What's that number that I can spend X?
And not no more.
Not a penny more. What is the, I can't spend a dollar more than this, otherwise I'm in trouble. Figure that out first, and then we're going to talk about how to dial it back here in just a second, because that's the key to this. Let's run out to Cody in Newburgh. Welcome to Around the House.
Hey, thank you for taking my call there. Hey, brother, just a quick question there. I was looking at a small project this week, and it was a small chimney, right? Maybe it was 18 inches by 18 inches tall. Anyways, I'm having trouble with the exhaust. The smoke keeps coming inside. You know, I'm running a 3-inch vent. I don't know if it should be a 6-inch instead, just to create a negative draft. I mean, a draft so it can suck it out. So I was wondering what your opinion would be.
Well, how new a house are we dealing with right now? Is this something pretty new and tight, or is this something that's old and what's your date on the house, and how weather tight is your home?
Well, I mean, like I said, it was just a small project on the weekend. Eventually, it's just a small shed. That's all it is. It's a small shed.
Okay, so this is not a sealed up home, right? Okay.
Nope.
So here's the thing. This is why I asked, because if you've got negative air pressure inside that room, wherever it's a shed or anything else. If it was a house, for instance, if you're running the dryer and then maybe you've got a vent going outside, like a bathroom vent running, you'll suck that smoke back in the home. So when you're talking an outside shed out there, you really just want to make sure, one, that you have no obstructions in that, and then two, the secret to getting that thing to go without having to rebuild that is start out with a really nice hot fire. When you start that fire out, maybe use a fire starter block or something in there that gets it going really quickly. If you get that heat going, naturally it's going to suck it up in there. Otherwise, if you're looking at that, I would actually talk to a stove furnace person and have them do the calculations on it and make sure that you've got the right size. But that's where I'd be.
All right. Well, thank you for taking my call there. Have a good weekend.
Hey, you too, man. Thanks for listening to Around the House. That's a great call.
Absolutely.
That's one of those things. If you're starting a fire in a fireplace and you're worried about the smoke coming back in there, if you've got that dryer going, that dryer is putting so many CFM out of the house. And if you've got a sealed home, if someone's taking a shower and they got the bath fan going and somebody's cooking in the kitchen and the vent fan's venting outside, you've got hundreds of cubic feet per minute of air that's negative that's trying to come back. That's the least flow resistance. So it's not trying to suck it around the door. It's not trying to do any of that stuff. It's going to pull it down the chimney. So now you're fighting that with the heat. So make sure that if you've got a house that's that tight and you're worried about that, you can crack the door just for a minute or crack a window for just a second to keep that negative pressure from happening. Then when you get the fire hot and going, you can shut that window again, and that'll help it out. Now, if you've got a newer home that has makeup air in it where it's replacing that air that's coming in, you can turn your vent fan on for a minute or anything like that. Then it's connected into your makeup air system, and it'll put the air back in. So it's one thing you can do to
helps balance everything kind of back out.
It balances everything out. Yeah, that's what you want to be careful with that. So that's a great call on that. That leaves another line open at 503-417-9595. 503-417-9595. So we're talking about getting started on that project, figuring out what that top dollar budget is. Then I dial it back 15 or 20%.
You kind of have to.
You kind of have to, and it's depending on the project. Now, I know a lot of contractors out there that'll give you a fixed price bid. I'm not worried about what the contractor is going to do to you. I'm worried about the changes you might want to make along the way. So let's say we're talking about a kitchen or bathroom model. You're diving into it. You've got your budget. You're good. Contractors, licensed, bonded, insured. They're all set in. You're ready to go. What happens when you're going along and you're making your appliance choices and you're like, I'd really like to have that convection oven instead of just the regular oven, or man, I'd really like to do this. Man, we've saved money here. It'd be nice to have a little bit extra for that. If you leave a little bit of that, you can add those little pieces in during the design process. But if you're always hitting it at the top,
You're not leaving any cushion, no wiggle room.
And you could find mold, asbestos, there's other stuff in there too that we're not even talking about. Leave a little room to play with because you'll always want to spend it. Just make sure that you can afford those little things, because maybe you're going through the master bath, you're good, you're rocking and rolling, it's awesome, and you're like, man, I'd sure like to have a heated towel warmer. Maybe I do want to put it in the heated towel floor, you know, and, you know, $500 or $1,000 adds a bunch to a project. So leave a little room to play with, because that way you can control it better, and you're not going to be completely stressed out when you're like, oh, I want to do this, but I can't.
So basically, through the planning process, don't get yourself to that limit.
Your number before you even talk to a contractor or designer. Have that number. Figure out what your financial situation is before you go. Because if you're out there and you're going, you know, I want to redesign that hall bathroom. Let's go. Okay, I'm going to gut it. We're going to go. And if you got a $10,000 budget, ain't going to work. You might do some nice reface type stuff in there. Maybe you're going to put a new floor and maybe replace a cabinet, but you're not going to gut that thing for 10 grand and put in all new fixtures, a new shower, new everything else. It's not going to happen for 10 grand. So be careful. That's where people get caught with bad contractors. And I'll rant about that a little bit when I come back, because I had a little knockdown dragabout on next door this week. So we'll have some fun with that.
You and that app.
I know. And I have my little fun with that. We'll take that as all your calls at 503-417-9595 just as soon as Around the House returns.
Oh, this whole house is getting shaken. This whole house is getting old. This whole house has seen the rain. This whole house has seen the cold.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every Saturday afternoon. I want you to join us in the conversation. 503-417-9595. 503-417-9595. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vauder.
We're having fun in here on a beautiful afternoon. it's beautiful because, well, we're all around here having a good time. So we've been talking, how do you get started on a home improvement project that's a big one? You know, budgets, these things can be so overwhelming for people. And last week, like I was talking earlier in the last segment, got a lot of feedback on how do you do that? So here we go, talking about it Saturday.
If you got some questions, give us a call. We'd love to answer them.
Yeah, 503-417-9595. And like us on Facebook, Around the House with Eric G. And then, after you've done that, go over to our private group, which is Around the House Nation, and that's where people share projects, fun things they're working on. You can see people doing everything from building huge planners to maybe what I'm working on over the weekend. So it's always fun. It's a closed group, so everybody plays nice. So make sure and request it. Dan and I will approve you in there, and you're good to go.
Absolutely. Only rule is we no politics and just play nice.
Everybody's got to be nice, and so far, knock on wood, we haven't had to kick anybody out yet.
Yeah.
So not a party ticket, 86, so we'll see what happens on that. So, all right, so we were talking about budgets earlier, so that's one of the big things you want to figure out on your own. The next thing I want you to do is to make sure that that project is actually something that is within that budget. There's no sense going down a big, expensive design process, because I hate to see it when people go, and I used this example last segment. If you've got $10,000 to spend on a main bathroom remodel, you're not fully remodeling that thing. You're doing part of it. I don't want to see you get down the whole design process, pay a few grand to a designer to go through it, and then you realize that that's a $20,000 or $25,000 project.
And you just don't have it.
You just don't have it. So no sense wasting money on something like that. So what I want you to do is go out and find a contractor, somebody, and see if you can do what you want within the scope. Don't go picking a bunch of stuff out yet, but take a look at that first. That way you can get that going. Because what happens is again, I can't tell you how many times I've seen people spend three times as much money on an interior designer, and I'm one of them out there that I have to spend a lot of time making sure that we're doing this. So if you've got a good designer that can help you, but really you want to have that contractor in this conversation. After you've done that and you've got that going, don't sign any contracts yet. Start the design process. Once you get the design process going, now you can start specifying stuff. I'm not a big fan of a big project when you've got a contractor that's working on it. So let's say you're going to do a kitchen. Okay, we're diving into a kitchen and the contractor goes, hey, go shop and go buy everything yourself. Not my favorite. Here's why. I want that contractor personally, as a homeowner, I want that contractor to buy as much of the stuff as possible because it's covered by their warranty. Here's why. This is one of the biggest homeowner mistakes that I see people doing on a kitchen and bath project out there. They go out and buy all their plumbing stuff. Oh, I'm going to buy it online. I'm going to save myself $10. I'm going to save myself $100. So you order it online. So let's say you got lucky and you actually bought Kohler products that were made by Kohler. Now, buying online is like buying Coach purses online. You might get a Coach purse out there that doesn't even spell Coach right. That tells you something. You can get knockoff stuff all day long.
It'll look like it on the outside, but it's the inside that you're worried about.
I've always joked, I could walk over here to our George Moreland Plumbing and buy a high-end faucet off of their shelf, not even unbox it. I can ship that over to China on Alibaba or one of these other things. I can pay my money, and in 10 weeks, I've got a pallet of those things showing up that has the exact same box and the exact same label, and they're made the exact same way, and now you're out selling faucets. Problem is they're not making it with the exact same parts on the inside, so when you go get replacement parts or need something else, guess what? You're in trouble.
Non-compatible.
It's not going to work. They designed it differently. So here's what happens. So let's say you've gone out and bought all your shower fixtures. You're putting in the spray heads, all the crazy stuff in there. And your tile or your plumber guy goes, hey, wait a minute. I need that little extension that goes on there to bring the handle out because you've got a lot of tile stuff there. So they go and get that. It doesn't fit. So what happens? You're now ripping the fake stuff out and putting the real stuff in. And now you're stuck.
You're buying it twice.
And you're paying for the plumber twice. So those online savings just went out the window. And this happens all the time. Walk into any plumbing store out there. I don't care if it's Ferguson, if it's George Moreland, or whoever else is in your neighborhood. Ask them about it, and they're going to roll their eyes, and they go, happened today. This stuff happens all the time. Don't get caught in that mistake. So make sure that you have that contractor run it through there, because I think it covers that. Now, if you want to be the person to go out and get parts, and that's awesome, you're going to save yourself a little money because they're not going to put their markup on it. They're going to put their markup on it. You know why? Because they have to have it go through their business, but they're also buying it at a discount, so you're getting a good discount there. If you let the contractor control it, it's going to be covered by their warranty. And I like that, because that's going to help you out in the long run. Because here's what happened. You got the plumber out there, they're roughing it in, and you didn't know what you're ordering, so you didn't order the right rough-in valve or anything else like that. When that plumber calls you and says, I need that a new rough-in valve, this one's defective, I need it in 20 minutes, and you're walking into a meeting because you got a 9-to-5 job or whatever you're working, you now have to walk out, go get that. Otherwise, you're paying for that plumber to wait there. Again, there goes those savings.
Yep. All to save $10.
All to save $10. You're stepping over dollars to save pennies. Be careful with that. Let the contractor do what they're supposed to be doing. It's going to save you some money in the long run, because all you're doing is gambling. So that's one of those things to really pay attention to in this process. So go through and specify your materials, and I want you to go through and figure out what the big things are first. You know, if you have cabinetry, figure out your cabinetry. Get this stuff kind of designed out. Get your budget numbers put together. Or if your contractor gives you a line item type budget where they go, okay, here's your allowance. You've got $500 for a faucet, whatever that number is. Just go eyeball before you sign a contract that quality of material is what you want. Because sometimes you'll see a contractor on there go, oh, it's going to be, we're going to keep your numbers tight, so I'm going to put $40 for a faucet. Maybe you don't want a $40 bathroom faucet that's no name and chrome. Maybe you were thinking it was going to be some really nice thing. Make sure you balance that stuff out.
And when it comes to materials, especially with your budget and everything, this is where you can really kind of start cutting into that cushion, depending on if you want those really nice countertops, those really nice cabinets, if you're doing that kitchen. It can really kind of start eating into your cushion there, so it's something you want to plan for.
Make sure you know what you're getting, and that's the biggest part of this that gets you going, because it's going to kill you on the budget.
Yeah, well, like quartz countertops, yeah, those are going to be a pretty penny.
They are, and you want to get the right ones, and there are different grades of quartz countertops. Maybe you wanted something that's got all the crazy cool marble things in it, but maybe they gave you the spotted inexpensive one and now you're paying twice as much.
Yep. Now you got to get that one back and try and buy the other one. And then, you know, you got to cut it, make sure it's cut right. And you got to make sure, I mean, this stuff's expensive and you don't want to lose your money. You don't want to pay for anything twice when you're doing a big remodel project.
We'll be diving into that, talking about some more tips just when we come back. 503-417-9595, just as soon as Around the House returns. And a short time to get there. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. You know, this segment is sponsored by Western Construction Systems. The rain is here and more is coming. If you got a leaky basement issue, call Western Construction Systems for a free estimate. You know, these guys are just not going to collect the water once it enters your home. They're going to stop it from getting there. So talk to the experts at Western Construction Systems for a free estimate. Integrity Your Foundation is their specialty guaranteed, and they are CCB 94222. We want you to join us in the conversation. We got the calls piling in here. Give us a call at 503-417-9595. We're here to help you. 503-417-9595. Join the rest of the people that have been jumping on our Facebook page, Around the House with Eric G. Well, let's run out here to Matt in Salem, who's been patiently waiting. Welcome to Around the House.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, man. What can I help you with today?
Long story short, I received damage on my house from a storm 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
First time I'm using my homeowner's insurance. Okay. And I learned today that they wiped my check out for me and my mortgage company. And I was planning on using some of my money that they're using for my flooring to cover, like, my roof, because I need a roof patch. And I'm just curious how easy or hard that is to manipulate, or do they force you to use the estimate on what it's allocated for, or what? Or if I can somehow get all that cash anyway.
usually what happens with that is the mortgage company will release that over to do the picture, you know, and they might want a picture of the work being done. That's the most I've ever seen. Usually they're just going to release it to you and say, fix it. That's the biggest thing. And I would, here's the thing, you do end up having a little bit of personal liability if they write that check over to you and they say, are you going to fix it? And you say yes. And if you don't, if you default on the house, that could open up kind of another can of worms with them. But I would make sure you get the job done repairing it if they get you the money, just to keep you okay with the bank.
Thank you for your help.
All right. Hey, thanks, Matt. Good luck out there. Right. And send us some pictures when you're done with that project. We'd love to see it.
Yeah, some before and after stuff. That'd be great.
I appreciate it. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Matt. Bye. Appreciate you listening to Around the House. Let's run out to Steve in Portland. Welcome to Around the House.
Steve, you there?
I don't think you are, Steve. We're going to have to stick you on hold. Maybe you're over on another line or something going on. We'll check that back with Steve here in a minute and see if we can track him back down. So we've been talking, you know, big projects, home improvement stuff. How do you get started on that? Hey, it looks like we got Steve back here. Let me interrupt myself. Welcome, Steve, to Around the House.
How you doing?
Good, man. What can I help you with?
No, I just wanted to make a comment. I wanted to let people know I do some remodeling for a company, and one of the biggest things I see is they'll pay tons of money for their flooring and their tile and everything else, and then when it comes down to the fixtures, that's where they start trying to cut corners.
Yeah, you're right, and that's a bad place to be cutting corners, especially when you're getting into toilets and cabinetry and things like that really have to perform.
Kitchen faucets and bathroom faucets are used numerous times a day.
Amen, brother. Amen. That is a bad place because when that goes bad, that causes damage, and then you're in trouble.
Absolutely. No, yeah, I see that, and then one of the biggest things, too, to let, you know, the listeners know or whatever is if they're gonna try to do their own material,
yep,
don't forget about the base, the outlet covers. All that stuff seems to get overlooked in their bids because they're so excited to pick the tile out in the counter and the cabinet.
Yeah,
they don't think about all the little stuff that adds up to a couple of grand at the end.
Every single time, brother. That's the thing. Yep. All those things. I mean, just from screws to put the flooring down, all those little materials have a cost and they're in your project someplace.
Yes. And they add up quick. That's the part that gets overlooked, I think. You know.
Good tips, man.
See it out. Yep. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in to Around the House, man. I really appreciate it. That's a good one.
Well, and part of what I'm thinking is, like, people typically, you know, they're skipping on those fixtures mainly because it's the end of the project. And they've had that budget, and they've been worried about that budget the whole time. And here they're at the end, and they're like, oh, man, I really don't have a whole lot. Let's just kind of get what I can get.
Yeah, we had potty talk last week where we were talking about why don't go buy that $100 toilet. It's not good.
Not going to last you.
No, you're going to, especially if you've got a rental out there, you're going to be paying so much for that plumber every single time to come out and unplug that thing. Don't do it. Pay for it once. Do the right thing.
Well, and I think that also comes down to having the, you know, a good solid contractor with you that'll go over the price of everything and make sure that you're within budget and also remind you about these things, the fixtures, the cabinets, and everything else.
Absolutely. And so that's really where it gets down to some of the key stuff. Now I want to talk about when do we bring the contractor in?
Yes.
Now, so after you've kind of worked with your designer, figured out the level of materials and the stuff you're going to put in there, now it's about time to go through. And if you haven't gone to contract with the contractor, now is what you want to do. It's time to bring them into the game. Make sure that you've got them working with you. Now, here's the thing. I want to make sure that when you go sign that contract with the contractor, if you've got a contract with an interior designer, those two play really well together.
You want to make sure they're both on the same page.
And the same team. Sometimes that contractor hates that designer, or that designer hates that contractor. You're going to have a bad relationship going forward. This is not going to go well. And if it's not going well at the beginning, when it's stressed and there's arguments on what's going on, somebody's going to be playing Superman. And what I say is playing Superman, it could be the designer that comes in and goes, oh, your contractor was just absolutely horrible. So I went out there and he was doing this wrong or she was doing this wrong, and I put him on track and I got it fixed for you. That's playing Superman.
Yeah.
Could be the contractor doing the same thing. Your designer has no idea what they're doing. So these are just those unneeded battles that you should be paying attention to on these projects. If those two are not having a good time working together and are professional, hit the brakes. Figure it out first before you do it.
And it's a bit of a small world out there when it comes. A lot of these contractors and designers at least know each other's companies or know a little bit about each other, have heard something. So you got to make sure they're playing nice.
Make sure that contractor's licensed. Now I'm going to talk about my little next door battle this week. You'll love this. And sorry, people in Nextdoor out there, it's a rough app for me. It is the new Craigslist for bad contractors. There are thousands of great contractors out there. But it seems like right now that the unlicensed contractors that don't want to do the right thing and get licensed, bonded, insured out there are hovering in Nextdoor. They're playing handyman out there. I had more than a couple battles this week, but I will say there was one that was funny. There was a guy that had gone through, and I was like, hey, what's your CCB number? If you're outside of Oregon, that's the Construction Contractors Board here. You got to have a number.
You have to.
When you put an ad up or even say, hey, I'm a contractor, call me on a public thing like that, that's advertising. You got to put your CCB number. That's why when you hear every one of my ads, you hear CCB number, Western Construction Systems 94222. It's that kind of thing. So we have to use that in the conversation. Now, this guy dodges it. And I'm like, oh, man. Here's what's funny. CCB, they are hovering over social media out there. They have people that are watching for this stuff. He and I kind of go back and forth and have a little bit of a battle on here. 2 days later, he comes back. CCB had been watching that battle. It appears from his comments that they sent him a, hey, here's an application for a CCB number. You better fill it out before you get fined.
Kind of nudging him. Not necessarily coming down
cool about
on
it, but you know, I like they're really good over there. But it's one of those things that they're watching for those guys out there, and they're paying attention that it's Nextdoor. So it's one of those things. I love the app. It's great for my neighborhood. I have no problems with Nextdoor. A lot of illegal contractors out there that are not licensed, bonded, and insured, they're hovering. What's cool is I had a couple contractors that were listening and watching that whole thing. What did they do? They want to take me out for a beer next week because I was protecting their trade. So I thought that was kind of funny. So I'm going to go meet up for a beer next week and chit-chat in the neighborhood. So it'll be kind of fun. All right, when we come back, we'll be taking all your calls at 503-417-9595. 503-417-9595.
Reports about
just
the
as soon as around the House returns. This is where we talk home improvement every Saturday afternoon. We're having a good time in the studio. I want you to join us in the conversation at 503-417-9595. 503-417-9595. Jump over to our Facebook page, which is Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement all week long. I usually put up some crazy piece during the week where some bad construction thing goes on. And, you know, we have some fun with that. It's one of those things. So if you want to see some funny stuff, take a look on the page this week.
This week's involves a flamethrower, so head over there and check it out.
Yeah, how do you? You've got to get that ice removed off your driveway. Why not use a flamethrower, right?
I guess until you burn down the neighbor's house.
Well, but you got ice everywhere, so it'll help. So we do a lot of stuff on there. Make sure you check us out. All the podcasts for the show over the last number of years are available out there. It could be on SoundCloud, it could be on iTunes, it could be on Google, it's on just about everything out there. So when you take a look at it, if it's not on your preferred platform for listening to podcasts, send me an email at ATH@KXL.com. We'll take a look at it.
Or head over to Around the House Online. We've always got our podcast put up there
website. So it's all over there, too. So there's always a good place to find it. And that's where you'll see my Morgan de Oregon segments. Like, I had one this last week that went on, and I actually was knife sharpening. I learned a ton about knife sharpening. And I had Yohi Sato from Sato Sharpening, and we did a Morgan de Oregon segment with that. So you can see the video up there. It's posted up there, and we can have some real good fun with it. Because you know something? Knife sharpening? I was kind of shocked how much I didn't know about knife sharpening, and I thought I knew a lot until I get into I meet a guy that's a third generation knife sharpener from Japan, and then I'm getting educated. So, by the way, Western Construction Systems is a sponsor of this segment. Rain is here. More is coming. If you got a leaky basement issue, call Western Construction Systems for a free estimate. Integrity of your foundation is your specialty, guaranteed. If you need something from a foundation repair to any of those things, I mean, if you got that cracked foundation, if you want to get your house earthquake retrofitted, or maybe it's sinking and you got to do something with it, they can help you with that. So CCB94222, westernconstructionsystems.com. Looks like we got a call coming in here. Let's run out here to Pat in Vancouver. Welcome to Around the House.
Hi, Eric. Hey, I have a question for you about shark bite fittings. I'm replacing a water heater. I just kind of want to get your opinion on what you thought about them. Done a little research on them and kind of hear good, hear bad about them. Just want to get your take on it.
You know, it's depending on what material you're using at and where you're using it at. I'm not a fan of burying shark bite fittings in a wall because they still technically could fail. And I kind of want to watch them. I've also had some serious problems with shark bite fittings when I'm trying to convert from maybe CPVC, the yellow PVC style plumbing pipe. I've seen that not work well with that and fail. And it's not so much that it's the shark bite fitting that's failing. It's that the CPVC fitting, is that pipe is not sturdy enough to actually withstand the pressure on it, and it fails. So,
I see. Okay, so I'm going from a copper fitting to the shark bite stuff, and would you think that would be all right to do?
Yeah, it works, and especially when it's exposed like that. You know, where are you going to? Are you just trying to put on a threaded piece to get you into your... Where is it going on in your system?
So it's for a water heater, so it's just copper piping coming out of the wall, going to the whole shark bite fitting. It's got the stainless steel tubing on it.
Okay. Yeah, you're okay with that, man. I wouldn't be too worried about that right there. That's a good spot if you got a good clean cut and pipe and all that. I wouldn't be worried about that at all. That would work well for that application. So I think you're good.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Cool, man. Thanks for calling in to Around the House. Really appreciate it. Man, those shark bite fittings, they're not the one-size-fits-all
solution.
And I like those guys. I have no problem with them, but I don't like to bury them in the wall unless you have to. And man, when it goes on that old plastic pipe that was used in the last 25 years, that pipe will break when you look at it wrong.
Yes.
And my house has it in it, and... there's days that I'm just swearing at that stuff because that stuff, I actually can look at the front of my house when I pull up every day when I have the drain comes out for my crawl space down at the curbside. So it drains to the street. They designed our neighborhood that way. I'm always looking at that drain to make sure I don't have a leak, because I have twice this last year saying, wow, that's a lot of water coming out of there. I wonder what's going on. Pop open my hatch to my crawl space and there's steam rolling. So... not fun.
No.
All right, we come back. Hour number two, just around a presidential address as well. So we'll figure that out just as soon as Around the House returns.
We have some exciting news about the Around the House podcast. Do you want to be an Around the House insider? Our premium membership gives you early access to the weekend podcast, exclusive access to our back catalog of shows, special email access to me, Eric G., with your own home improvement questions with a priority email address, plus exclusive new shows and extended content. Click down into the podcast show notes for the link to the Around the House Insider membership for less than the price of a beer at happy hour. Join me for this limited amount of exclusive members. And thanks for listening to Around the House.